This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, I'm going to be sitting here for a couple segments before Kate Daly takes over, and she's got a great guest, Dr. Lee Merrick. Now I've already done double duty the last 2 days, and I don't want to go too stir-crazy here, but with this developing news, I may be back on the War Room. We do have a guest host, Pete Santilli, today, who always does a fantastic job. But with all this development around the speaker vote, I may pop back in. But with Alex out, I do have some other roles to fill and some other work to do, not on-air stuff. So we'll see what happens. But Pete Santilli hosting the War Room today. I'm going to be here for a couple more segments for Kate Daly and Dr. Merrick. But, you know, I've got a bunch of weird news here on my desk, and I just want to do something. And you know, Rob Dew kind of brought me to task, and I told him I was going to do this today. And by the way, I think we need a little bit more of this. And we're already seeing this with what's going on with the Republicans in Congress. I like this. We need to be able to have a debate and a disagreement with one another amicably and smile and laugh about it and still move on. Because that's how you have healthy debates. That's how you grow. And that's how you can come together and really make the world a better place. Doesn't mean you're going to get along or see eye to eye. But I told Rob, because Rob Dew, because he was one of the people that sent me this last night. And it was a bunch of people that sent me this. And I think we have it. Guys, do we have that basketball clip? Did I send you that basketball clip? I don't see it on the list here. I could have sworn I sent you that. Well, Rob Dew sent it in a text. You guys can pull it up. Everybody's sharing it. I remember I did share it, actually. I did send it to you guys. But you can find it. It's all over the internet. And it's a video. Look, because I've got all this other news that's just totally weird. So I get it. While you guys search for that, let me just mention this other news. I get why people look at things and think the craziest stuff. But I mean, here's news stories for an example. American Airlines ground worker killed, ingested into the engine of aircraft. Canceled Alabama flight was expected to depart Montgomery Regional Airport to Dallas-Fort Worth Saturday afternoon when an employee got sucked up into the engine. That's crazy. Rogue Wave strikes. Hold off on the clip for now. Rogue Wave strikes Antarctic cruise ship, leaves one dead and four injured. Rogue Wave coming from Antarctica. Rogue Wave coming from Antarctica strikes a ship, kills one, injures four others. Rogue Wave? They're investigating. Man spends $15,000 on hyper-realistic costume to live life as a dog. What? And then you've got the whole phenomenon of Miami and these other police departments making gay pride police vehicles. So anyway, and I'm not just giving Rob Dew a hard time here. He was one of like four or five people that sent me this clip of a basketball player and other guests that I've had on the show before that go on other shows and do their own podcasts, like Jalissa Danielle. She shared it. And it's going everywhere. And it's this clip. Put the clip on the screen. And I guess the theory is that somehow the simulation is breaking down and the matrix is breaking down, if you will, which I do agree with that, but let's not completely lose our minds. And so I guess people here, and Rob Dew can come defend himself, people think you have an instance of a basketball, like, disappearing? Let me explain this, because we just, folks, I get it. I get it. Things are weird. The world is a crazy place. I mean, look at this one. I mean, I got stats of this stuff. NHS allows trans males to treat women who request same-sex staff. So you're a woman, you say, I only want to be treated with a woman. They send a man in and say, that's a woman. I mean, this is, I get it, the world's insane. But folks, the ball does not disappear, okay? You're not watching a simulation or a matrix or a video game when you're watching NBA games. There's people in the stands. There's announcers. There's players. The ball didn't disappear and reappear in Klay Thompson's hands. But since people believe that's what happens, I'll go ahead and do a slow motion breakdown. Watch what happens here when Draymond Green gets the ball. Slow motion this for me. Watch his right arm. His right arm does a bounce pass. You can watch his right arm extend. He does a bounce pass, and then the ball just happens to get cut off by the camera angle because the ball bounces right in front of Klay Thompson. And people are sitting here thinking, what, that the ball just disappeared in front of an entire audience and then reappeared in Klay Thompson's hands? It was a bounce pass. The ball got cut off by the camera angle.
There is a war on for your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. This is an information war. InfoWars popularized those terms more than two decades ago. And today, whether it's Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or Dr. Robert Malone, they're all using the terms that InfoWars has popularized because we understand the enemy's operations and we know how to beat them. But we can't do it without funding. And we make it easy to fund with great products that empower you and your immune system and your family as well. You can also make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com, clicking on the big red banner, a one-time or recurring. But I'm asking you to take action. We're nonviolent. But every time you donate money, every time you buy products, every time you keep us on air, you are literally, nonviolently, politically, punching the New World Order in the nose, punching their lies in the nose. We are going to defeat the New World Order. We're going over the top. But right now is a critical juncture. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. As I said, a couple things here to note. With Alex out, you know, people tune in to listen to Alex Jones. I mean, I'm no dummy. I know a lot of people, when they see or hear me, they just want to hear from Alex, and so they tune out. And so, sadly, we don't get the funds we need when Alex is out. So please make up for that. Shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Remember to support us financially by going to InfoWarsStore.com today. It's even more important when Alex is out. But as I said, I've got some other things I need to take care of, too, with Alex being out. And so I'm not going to be doing double duty today. Plus, who wants to hear 6 hours of Owen Schroyer every day? That's just a little much. But I'm following the speaker vote so much, and I'm excited to watch Kevin McCarthy go double McCarthy Platinum Sombrero that I may be hanging around or even going on to the war room with Pete Santilli. But one of the things that I have to address here now, to handle a little business, and we're making sure of this because we have so many moving parts, but there is what appears to be a phishing attempt or some sort of a email fraud campaign going around. You may have seen this. I had a couple people reach out to me about it last night. We did some digging just to make sure it's not us. Like I said, there's so many moving parts and stuff around here. Some projects are ours that may not be connected, or we may be helping or whatever. But the point is, there's a fraudulent thing going on, and you may have seen it. And or if you do see it in the future, you need to be warned of it. And that's this thing called Alex Jones Inner Circle. And emails are going around from AJ at alexjonesinnercircle.com requesting information, saying it's part of some club with access to Alex Jones. That is not us. We have no idea what it is or who is running it or where that information is going. And so this is just kind of some of the stuff that goes on behind the scenes. But since this one is directly targeting our audience, I wanted to come here and just let you know about that. So if you see anything about an Alex Jones Inner Circle email campaign or promotional campaign or website or anything like that, that is not us. We don't know who that is. We don't know what that is. And it's kind of a weird paradox to be in because we're free to air. We don't, you know, people can promote us and do all kinds of different work, artwork and stuff that helps promote us. And we promote that and we like that. But then also that kind of opens up stuff like this where maybe there's some ulterior motive there, and we have no connection to it. We don't know who it is, what it is, so we just want to warn you, that's not us. Whatever this Alex Jones Inner Circle thing is going around, it is not us. Boy, oh boy. All right, let's look at a couple other stories here before the guest host takes over. I found this hilarious. So, the mainstream media that hates Elon Musk keeps telling you that hate speech is up on Twitter. Well, actually, they're wrong. Guys, just quickly here, play for me clip 7.
Speech than the company previously was doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Hate speech impressions are down by a third and will get even lower.
You're doing a lot more to take down hate speech than the company previously was doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Hate speech impressions are down by a third and will get even lower.
Okay, so hate speech is down at Twitter. Well, okay, where is the hate speech going? Well, I can tell you that. Headline, Washington Post. Democrats leave Twitter to join alternative Mastodon in protest of Musk. So all the Democrats and the liberals left Twitter and hate speech went down. Go figure. It gets even better. Follow-up report. Majority of content on Mastodon's social media site is child porn. And this is a new phenomenon. So imagine, hate speech goes down on Twitter when Democrats leave. Child porn goes up on Mastodon when Democrats join. Think that's a coincidence? Donald Trump Jr. signs big deal for new podcast on Rumble. You know, I really do like Donald Trump Jr. And I really do like his takes. But if he wants to have a successful podcast, he's really going to need to polish his delivery style. Because it's very clunky and rough around the edges. I'm saying this as a fan of Donald Trump Jr. I really like him. And I actually think I like his politics better than his father's, even Eric's as well at this point. But that's neither here nor there. So if you're interested in that, I'll maybe be checking that out. But I hope Don Jr. kind of polishes himself up a little bit. Just smooth out your delivery a little less clunky, a little less iteration and ups and downs in the voice. But seven-figure podcast deal for Don Jr. with Rumble. I like it, though. I like it. White House repeats claim that talking about the border makes it insecure. Oh, that's what it is. So the border's wide open, and then you saying the border's wide open is causing the border to be wide open. Man, that's just genius stuff. And this is probably your fault, too, for saying the border's open. Smuggler crashes at Border Patrol checkpoint during high-speed chase. And this happens all the time. I've seen a couple while we were down there. A lot of times results in fatalities. A lot of times children are in these vehicles. But there you go. That only happened because you said the border was open. See, that smuggler was not going to try to traffic those humans in until you, a conservative, said the border was open. You see, that's the White House logic there. Don't you know? Come on now. Just more news of the weird here. I mean, guys, what is this? Try to keep up with this. Co-founder of Queer Indigenous Artist Collection in Wisconsin is unmasked as a white woman after claiming she was Native American and Two-Spirit. Now this is interesting. Because let's think logically about this. So, she's bad because she's a white woman pretending to be Native American, just like Elizabeth Warren. But Elizabeth Warren is a Democrat, so she has Democrat privilege. But this woman was a liberal, too, so what's the problem? But wait a second, though. If she's Two-Spirit, and you believe that gender is a spectrum, well, why can't race be considered a spectrum? Because, in case you haven't noticed, there's no consistency on that anymore. So you can be white and be Jewish, but you're not white, you're Jewish. But you can be white and Christian, but you're not Christian, you're white. So race actually now has nothing to do with skin color. They're even admitting it. I mean, really, if it's about skin color, then really how many different skin colors are there? Either you're white or brown or you're black. I mean, it's basically from white to black, and, you know, you may be anything in between, no matter what your supposed racial identity or heritage is. There's black people that have light skin. There's white people that are really tan and look brown. So who's to say? It could all be a spectrum. But isn't it funny because they talk about white privilege, white privilege, white privilege, but then why do all these white people pretend to be something they're not in order to get ahead in the world? I don't know. I'm done. Two men arrested for sabotaging four electrical power substations in Washington state. So we've had this phenomenon the last 2 years of all the sabotage. We've had all the sabotage, power stations, food processing centers, oil refineries, all this stuff. And now we had two men just arrested. Are these eco-terrorist leftists like we've seen before? Could this have something to do with all the other incidents we've seen at power stations? Which, by the way, remember the one that happened on the East Coast? I forget where. And they said, this sabotage of the power station was done by Christian conservative Trump supporters who don't like drag queen story time. What? Just total insanity. Here's another liberal Democrat fail. but for them, maybe it's a good thing. Celebrity-backed bail group collapses after helping free serial criminal. Yeah, how many criminals did the Democrats and the liberals free in the name of George Floyd or Black Lives Matter? But what does this do? This is why people are leaving Democrat cities. Wall Street Journal, first of the year. The blue state exodus continues. And where are they going? Of course, red states. 10 states that lost the most population from 2021 to 2022. California, Democrat. New York, Democrat. Illinois, Democrat. New Jersey, Democrat. Massachusetts, Democrat. Louisiana, Republican. Maryland, Democrat. Pennsylvania, well, Democrats steal it. Virginia, Republican right now. Minnesota, Democrat. Florida, where they gained population, Republican. Texas, where they gained population, Republican. North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, Republican, Republican, Republican. And then Georgia, which is Republican, but they stole it. Arizona, Republican, but they stole it. Idaho, Republican. Alabama, Republican. Oklahoma, Republican. So all the blue states are losing population, and all the red states are gaining population. But I'm sure that's not a sign of how bad Democrat Party leadership and policy is, right? I'm sure it has nothing to do with that. Or how good some of these Republicans have.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host for this, the rest of the hour, and I have such an amazing guest. And you know her, and I know her. I absolutely love her. What a fountain of knowledge she is and wisdom. Dr. Lee Merritt is joining me. Dr. Lee Merritt began her medical career at the age of 4, carrying her father's black bag on house calls, and completed an orthopedic surgery residency in United States Navy, served over 9 years as a Navy physician and surgeon, and of course served on the board of the Arizona Medical Association, past president of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. I could go on and on. TheMedicalRebel.com is her website, and I wanted to chat with her today. I wanted to talk to her about the Damar Hamlin headlines that seem to be just grabbing the nation, and maybe why. I also have just basic questions about where are we at right now? Because a lot of people, after 3 years, we hear bits and pieces and bits and pieces of information. And so where are we now? And a lot of people are asking this. How do I arm myself with information going to friends and family? Because I know bits and pieces, but I want to know right now where we're at. And so I welcome you, Dr. Lee Merritt. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me back.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Yeah, I can see now. Somehow my communication with Skype is not good. I'm not a techie. My younger son is coming home for Christmas. Maybe he can get me up to speed. And I need a 10-year-old, you know. That's my problem.
Well, let me say this. The Damar Hamlin, it seems to be science improvement. I actually just got off of a pre-tape interview with Dr. Peter McCullough. And he made this observation, and he said, you know, the reason that the faces were so distraught of the team members, of the faculty, of the coaches, everybody, the reason that it was hitting so hard, this particular case, is because he believes it's coming from the shots, because of the significant help that it is to have these pads in place, the breastplates, everything else, to stop a hit to the sternum, right? And to also stop these kinds of tackles from causing said cardiac arrest that would manage in itself in a direct fall right after, instead of days after. Usually it's days after. There have been studies where it says days after they could see the effects of maybe getting hit in the heart, but not instant, right? And so he said, you know, those faces of those distraught are probably because they realize that those shots may be the issue. And I wanted to get your take on that.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, you don't need to be reading medical literature to figure this out. This is one of those things that a little common sense can go a long way. We see hits worse than that all the time. You know, and I'm going to tell you something, too. If this weren't related to the vaccine, you'd be hearing people, and it was happening. So if this weren't related to the vaccine, then we would be seeing unvaccinated people falling over, and we don't. We're not hearing, because we'd hear about that, don't you know? We would hear people say, wait a minute, no, you guys, it's not the vaccine, because so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so wasn't vaccinated, and they fell over. They know the truth, okay? Now, the other thing is, you can't just look at this. Well, the other thing is, before I get to that, I think one of the things you can notice is they're lying about things to try and cover it up. Now, that tells you all you need to know, probably. My favorite one was when they discerned that it was the referee's whistles that was scaring people into having cardiac issues. Are you kidding me? We've had referee's whistles, I think, forever. So that when they come up with stuff like that, or cold weather, or what are some of the other crazy explanations that they've had? The fact that they're putting defibrillators on the outside of people's doors in England tells you. But here's what I did, okay? Let's just, first of all, it's not just football. It's like then soccer. We've been looking a lot at soccer because Europe got vaccinated before we did. And I heard through the grapevine that 10 soccer teams, 10 FIFA-level soccer teams are essentially dead after this. Now, you know, the people doing this always give the excuse, well, but that's still not very many people compared to the billions that we've been vaccinated. That's not the way you look at it. That's apples and oranges. You want to look at, have you ever heard of 10 soccer teams dying in 1 year? These are young, healthy guys. What's going on here? So I went to look at this, okay? And it turns out that the FIFA data goes back to 1889. They don't tell you about all the deaths, okay? We can only look. The FIFA keeps the scores of death on the field. And this is a very interesting thing. Anybody can do this. It's open art. Well, now that I've been talking about it, they'll probably take it off the air. But anyway, you could find it a couple months ago when I looked at it. Now, it goes by month and it goes by year. And when I went through the years from 1889 to 1999, they were on the average 0 to 3 on-field deaths a year. And what were they from? They were mostly from not cardiac, but they were from being struck by the goal thing falling over on you or running into somebody. Or my favorite is apparently is a really dangerous problem of being hit by lightning. You can't believe how many soccer players are killed by lightning every year. So anyway, but the average number of deaths between those 110 years that we've been measuring it, FIFA's been measuring, 1889, 0 to 3 deaths. Now, in 2021, we had 27 deaths on the field. So number one, it's orders of magnitude worse. And number two, it's all cardiac. Now, here's the other point. I stopped at 99. What about 2000 to 2020? Very interesting. So this problem did not start with this vaccine. It did not start in 2021. This is just the magnum opus, okay? From 2000 to 2020, the deaths went up from 0 to 3 to 3 to 10, and they were mostly cardiac. Now, what changed between the 90s and the 2000s? Oh, well, I can think of a couple. One is this is the generation of kids that are now getting like 80 shots by the time they get out of high school. And they also are getting this flu vaccine. Okay. Flu vaccine is associated with lots of bad things. It's one of the more toxic things that we've been exposed to recently. And the reason I think it's not by accident this is true is because the military also seems to have this increase in myocarditis in those years. So, and nobody was paying attention to it. Nobody was doing anything. Where were all the university boys? Why weren't somebody noticing that young people were having an increased risk of myocarditis? So, I know that it's hard to think this is all pre-planned, but it's all pre-planned. And who's it attacking primarily? Let's just look at this. Because you have to kind of look at this like a whodunit. This is like a mystery novel. It turns out, I mean, these things, yes, young women can have it too, but it's primarily young men for some reason, whether it's hormones or their level of activity, something. It's more, we more see young men dying than we see young women dying. Well, why would that be an issue? Well, let's see. We have the military has been forcibly vaccinated, the Border Patrol, the police, the fire units, our trauma surgeons, all predominantly young men.
You're right.
You know, that would take out the infrastructure of the security of our nation. Or any nation that took it. I'm just not, and by the way, we got the blueprint from the communist Chinese scientists, not our allies. Now, I'm not saying they're the primary mover here because quite frankly, the other thing that people have to wake up to, if you want to know where we are in 2023, we're still not at this point yet where we need to be because people are saying, what do you mean they had bioweapons labs in Ukraine? What do you mean we had something to do with it? Well, let me tell you. Let's just go back in time a little. And I know you like to read old newspapers, and it's kind of like that kind of a
search. In fact,
it's also
before you get going, Dr. Merritt, we're going to take a quick break for just a moment because I want to come back and get this all on the next clip because this is important. The history is so important. The patterns are important. It's all very telling. We'll be right back with Dr. Lee Merritt on The Alex Jones Show. Stay with us. Stay with us.
You want to beat the New World Order? You want to stop their globalist agenda? Well, so do I. And I've been the most effective individual in the fight against the globalist, and I've got their number, and I know how to bring them down. But ladies and gentlemen, I can't do it without your support. And the good news is we're only under about $200,000 a month. The bad news is the enemy is intensifying their attacks on every front, but I'm not going to back down. And I'll never give up, but I could give out. So please keep me on the field. Keep me on the front lines against the enemy while getting great products at the same time that will empower you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com for the best supplements and more. Or just make a straight donation. Big red banner at the top of InfoWarsStore.com. And that way all the money goes towards the fight, not part of it going towards product cost. But I thank you all for your support. Please commit now to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products and make donations. I thank you for your support. Now take action. The globalists are counting on you not taking action.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Back here with you on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. My guest is Dr. Lee Merritt, my friend. And let me just tell you, fountain of knowledge. That's all I can say about Dr. Lee Merritt, fountain of knowledge. I learn so much from her every time I speak with her. And let me tell you, there's a lot of concern, a lot of distraught over the impact of watching a player go down and realizing that the NFL took part of that $13 billion from the feds and distributed that for promotion and really sort of a mandate of the COVID-19, Blovid-19 shot and shots, boosters. And we're seeing the fallout of that. And I think that distraught on their faces was, oh my gosh, we were made to take the same thing. And I think that's why the players were really heavily emotional about this as well. And we were just going to go into a little bit of history because we learned so much from our history, the patterns of history that seem to just keep replicating themselves. That's what a pattern is. And we fail to see it as people, as Americans, as humankind. These well-laid plans and the fallout of these well-laid plans on us, the citizenry. My guest, Dr. Lee Merritt, talking a little bit about history. And you were right. You were talking about the deaths per year, 29 on average, I guess, per year in athletes. We're talking the most healthy, the most fit, the most of everything, right? These are the examples of finely tuned machines, right? And then in the last year and a half, now we have 1,598 problems with heart attacks, things like this, clots, and then just over 1,100 fatalities. Going from 29 a year on average to 1,100 fatalities in a year and a half, and the media is silent. It's insane. So we'll talk a little bit of history, too.
Yeah, and pilots, too. I mean, when have we seen pilots dying in the cockpit of our commercial jets? And we're seeing that. I mean, they're trying to talk all of this away. And when you look at the preponderance of evidence, it's all-cause mortality is off the roof. Sterility is up. Infertility is up. Stillbirth is up. Fetal loss is horrendous in women that get vaccinated in the first two trimesters. It's 80% fetal loss. It's unbelievable. And that doesn't count the stillbirth. So we're in a demographic nightmare with this. And if they keep denying this, why would they deny it? Because they know they're guilty. I'm just going to say there's another point to this, and that's what I was going to get into about this Ukrainian bioweapons labs. How does that play a role? Well, I was giving a talk at the Freedom Law School about, at their meeting last year, and I just realized when I got up there to speak, I started out by saying, I'm just listening to all you guys, and I realized all my life I've paid taxes like a good little citizen so that my country, not China, not some other place, not Russia, not Poland, my country, the United States of America, could buy bioweaponeers to poison my children. And I think I'm really over that. That's what's happened here. If you go back in time to the Nunn-Lugar Act of 1991, this idea that nobody knew about these Ukrainian labs, come on now. We were paying those guys. We were paying the bioweaponeers. So in 1991, the Nunn-Lugar Act was signed, and the idea was that the Soviet Union was coming apart, and they had all these socialist republics around the outside that had these, weapons labs, they had bioweapons labs, it was basically Biopreparat, and they had nuclear stores and things like that. And the idea was, well, we can't let these guys get into the bad hands because they can't afford to protect them. We'll, out of the kindness of our heart, we'll go over and we'll help them. So we gave them, the Nunn-Lugar Act allocated $400 million a year for, I think, 4 or 5 years in order for us to essentially buy up these labs at a fire sale. We didn't actually own them, but we took control over them. We funded the rehab. We sent our people over to supervise them. We specifically tasked them with gain-of-function research, with vaccine research and production, getting these things to make them useful. That's what we did. And these are not just in the Ukraine. I mean, and they didn't hide it. In Tbilisi, Georgia, the lab was called the Lugar Lab, named for Senator Lugar. How insane is this? So we are part of this. Now, I can't prove exactly where this came from, but the idea that it's a leak out of a Chinese lab, I think, is just laughable. And I've had a lot of opportunity to talk to other people like myself that have plenty of time, that have scientific background to research this, and we're not being paid by anybody to go speak. Those are the qualifications of somebody that you can believe, maybe. And so Karen Kingston, for example, and I chatted. Now, I've come to the conclusion that one of the ways, a major way, that this vaccine is damaging and killing people is through your own parasites, through liberating your own parasites. It sounds a little crazy, but it turns out that your parasites, and we all have parasites, and this vaccine seems to be knocking down that part of the immune system that keeps them in check. We also have a lot of new information coming out about parasites being the cause of cancer, parasites being the cause of MS, parasites being the cause of dementia and other neurologic diseases and all sorts of things that we were. Yes, that is a critical video. You should really watch that. And I have a whole video on the parasite paradigm on my website that'll take you to that link. So this is from German researchers. I mean, this is not just me saying this. I'm just collating it because these guys have been screaming about this for years and it just hasn't gotten out to people. So I'm trying to scream it a little louder. And the point I'm going to say is that it it may not be exactly what we're thinking is happening with these vaccines. In other words, the Lakinta Kelumna, the German lab, the German consortium, they haven't found any genetic material in this stuff. But they've found, everybody has found hydrogel, graphene oxide, and these particulate metals. So, well, I shouldn't say everybody. Everybody that's a truly independent lab that I know of. So what's happening is, I think, and we also know, by the way, that wavelength can produce disease all by itself. If I bombard you with a certain wavelength, if I capture the electromagnetic signal, the so-called, what the Russians call the photoni smert, the death photons, I can create disease, and I create symptomatic disease, specific symptoms disease. So there's a lot of opportunities here to damage people in a specific way that have nothing to do with genetics. They may be leading us down that path. And I think that Karen Kingston's onto something, because when you look at, like, when I look at the lab, the research that was done in that Ukrainian lab, and back in the 90s, we had our guys, our paid bioweaponeers. I know one. I don't want to get waxed. I'm not going to name any names today. But, you know, he was working on bat coronavirus in the 90s. Okay. And then we also know, of course, Ralph Baric was working on bat coronavirus. But what she pointed out is one of his last research papers said essentially this. It said, yeah, we were working on this bat coronavirus as gain of function stuff, but it just didn't work very well. Meaning, translated, we couldn't get this to kill anybody. We couldn't get it to make people sick. We tried, it didn't work. This also goes along, let me just say, see, there's lots of disparate, I don't mean to be jumping around, but it's all sorts of information from all sorts of different places. So we've been kind of pointing the finger at Feng Zhang in the MIT Zhang lab, because he's kind of the father of CRISPR. Young guy, but very, you know, this is what he has been, it touts as being the father of. But it turns out, he said on his MIT site, he says, you know, when we talk about gene insertion, genetic manipulation, we can drop out genes, but we're not very good. We really can't insert things precisely. I read that and I said, what? You know, this is what they've been telling us. They've been doing all this precise manipulation of this. So what's really going on? Well, you know, I think what he, and if you look at what his PhD is in, by the way, it's in optogenetics. In other words, wavelength changing genetic phenotypic expression. Not changing, wow. Not inserting little letters and things, but using wavelength to change how your genes function. And that is, I think, what the heart of this. Now, that's what Karen Kingston said when she said they've developed this hydrogel that she found in the research. And the hydrogel, again, goes along with what we're finding in these independent labs. Hydrogel, normal stuff, is just like they make soft contact lenses of. It's a plastic or it's a polymer that absorbs water. Now, smart hydrogel can be changed its shape based on something external, like wavelength. So you make a hydrogel. Picture this. This is where this goes. If you have time for the punchline, or we'll wait. But
let's wait. Let's go on the flip side of the break. We're about to go to a break, but I want to hear about this, because this is where it gets really interesting. Hard for people to take in this info, but very important, because there's so many aspects coming at us, and they're utilizing so many different ways to do this, too, and I think that's really important as well. I'll be right back. My guest, Dr. Lee Merritt, of course, the amazing Dr. Lee Merritt, on the Alex.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here with you on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host for the hour, and my guest, Dr. Lee Merritt, the wonderful Dr. Lee Merritt. Happy New Year to you. I don't know about this year. I when I saw the New York Post op-ed about short people, marry short so you can help with climate change. I think it's the year of the loon bag. I think it's the year that we're going to see people spiral out of control, and we're going to just see how ridiculous people can become. I don't know why. I just have this feeling that's this year. But we thought it was bad before. No, it's going to get worse in that way. But we have so many different things coming at us. But today's focus is the awareness of Americans all over the country thinking, I took those shots. I took those shots to those that did. And I'm so grateful I didn't. I've never met a person yet that didn't take it and regretted it. Regretted not taking it. Everybody that didn't take it's like, whew, so glad I didn't do this. We were talking about hydrogel going into this last segment. So let's go from there, Dr. Merritt.
Right, because I guess I'm more hopeful. I think we're coming into the year we win. I think we're going to see the end of a 2,000-year war, and I think we're going to solve this problem because I think it's solvable. We're just ignoring it. The problem these guys are having, they're dying because nobody's telling them the truth and they're not listening. So don't think it's an irreversible problem. I don't think it is. In fact, I've even heard Christiane Northrup told me that she's had some people that have solved the infertility problem. So I'm telling you, I think we know a lot. But here's the hydrogel idea. The idea is this has nothing to do with genetic manipulation, because that's, you know, if you think you had your genome altered, that's really depressing, and you think, oh, I might as well just give up hope. I'm out of it. No, that's, and plus these guys are cheap. You know, that's a very expensive technology. The hydrogel is not. I'm voting on the hydrogel. It was $1 million a dose in 2018 to do genetics. I don't think they're going to use that. So the hydrogel is a conformable substance. And what they're doing is, if you think about how do you get sick with this, they made you sick because you have a thing in your body called an ACE2 pathway. Think of it as a door lock. Okay. And to get into you, they had to put a key in the door lock. That key is the hydrogel. And the hydrogel can be, first they can dose you by, they just put it out in the environment and people pick it up and they get it in their mouth, they get it on their hands and they've got it in them, but it doesn't have, it's not in the right shape to put the key in the lock. Then you turn on a wavelength, because the very first victim was October 19th, the day they turned on 5G in Wuhan. And to be honest, as I had lunch with Karen Kingston one day, I said, you know, between what you're saying and what I'm saying about parasites, it really explains everything. And that's kind of a nice thinking. We're not sure it's right, or, you know, can't prove it's right now, but it does explain things better than what we've heard. And what she's saying is that this thing, you turn on a wavelength, this hydrogel conforms now, and it fits into the ACE2 pathway and gives you all the things that we see to make people sick. In favor of that is the fact that it didn't spread like an airborne virus. Why did it go to Wuhan and then didn't go everywhere else? Why did it just go, it went Wuhan, Lombardy, New York City, and then it kind of fizzled out? Why in my state of Iowa did it kind of go periodically up the Interstate 80 as if it were planted places, right? There's things that just don't make sense. I mean, and the transmission, they've never studied transmission. They've never really done enough autopsies to know what's going on. But in terms of what we do know by the Chinese, you know, there's no asymptomatic spread, but there's also within the Chinese themselves, they were quarantined in their house. So they know what they got into. They know who they were with, whom they were with. And basically, one person in the house could be sick and the other three weren't. So it's not what they were telling us. And to me, this sounds like a tactile contact poison that was activated. It makes sense. So here's the beauty of it. The other thing that they're doing is, you know, there's seven words that George Carlin used to say you couldn't say on TV, and nobody cares about those. But they do care about these six words. These six words are nitazoxanide, chloroquine, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, phenbendazole, and chlorine dioxide. In fact, you'll go to jail for saying chlorine dioxide.
That's fine. I thought you were going to say the government.
And those are the six words you can't say. And then what are they? They're all anti-parasitic drugs. Now, so see, that's my point. Is that, you know, you kind of can know your enemy by what he really hates. And what does he really hate in this situation is anti-parasitic drugs. So I'm thinking we should really be looking at this. Now, if you put this together, what we're also hearing, I'm hearing from my friends in the military, that these guys that took the jab, they come in and they have, I mean, first of all, they've gone a huge number of increase in people showing up at sick call. Their whole military readiness is down from this. But one of the things that's unusual is that they're seeing when these young guys come in and they have a cancer, they just don't have, like we used to see testicular cancer. It's an age-related thing. 25-year-old guys get it periodically. It's not that uncommon. But you don't show up with it showered all over your body. Now they're showing up with cancer all over their body. Now, what is it really happening? I think what's happening is these guys have been showered with parasites because they've been out. If you look at that German film, what they show you is evidence of intracellular parasites. These are not worms in your gut necessarily. These are little intracellular parasites. And a sack of intracellular parasites is indistinguishable from a cancer. That's the problem, is that we have been missing it on histology. And so why would this happen? In other words, why we know what, based on our beliefs about cancer, why would these guys suddenly be showered? Well, let's suppose this, and I've looked at this and it gets technical, but this seems to turn off the part of your immune system that allows these egg sacs that we all have some parasites in our body. It allows these egg sacs to escape the immune system and start growing and multiplying. And that would explain a lot of what we're seeing. Now, in favor of that is there's an underground cancer treatment. It's fenbendazole.org is the website. And so I think there's now the other potential, this issue with the football player. The question is, what caused that? Now, well, we know that graphene oxide is a bad substance, that it steals electrons, and there's a belief that it can cause myocarditis. I don't know the level of proof of that, okay? It's a good supposition. I can prove that the graphene oxide is responsible for the Rouleau formation, for the clumping of the red blood cells that you see, okay? And I can also tell you how we can undo that, because graphene oxide steals electrons. If you replace the electrons, the problem goes away. We know how to do that. So what we don't know for sure is that what's causing the myocarditis? But we know how to get, we have ideas how to get the graphene oxide to be neutralized and then to get it out of you. We know how to get the heavy metals out of you. The real issue we don't know is the myocarditis. Now, one of the things that should be looked at is there's a parasite called Trypanosoma cruzi. And it's very common in South America. It causes Chagas disease. But what are its symptoms? Well, when you first are infected with it, it goes to the heart and it can cause these acute heart problems. And then if it gets established, it becomes very hard to get rid of. So that ought to be checked for immediately. I don't even think we're checking our blood supply for it. I could be wrong, but I don't think we're checking our blood supply for that parasite, even though we know it's coming across the border. I really think this is about parasites, not the least of which I heard somebody say, instead of calling these guys the elite, we should call them what they really are, parasites. So maybe they're afraid we're going to use these drugs on them.
That's so true. And they never want to discuss the truth. So to bypass this topic completely and act like all these things are a mystery and they can't figure out why, but they refuse to look at parasites should be telling us a lot.
And we're in the age now of disinformation. You know, Alex has been right for decades. I mean, God love Alex Jones, and I appreciate everyone who supports him because he has been telling us way ahead of time about this. We are in an info war. We are in an information disinformation war, and it's very hard to tell the truth. And I will tell you my scheme for understanding what I think is true. First of all, if it's in a hierarchy, at the top of every hierarchy is control. And that's what they need to control us and to create lies. If you find a rebel, now I didn't mean that as a pun, but if you find people that are out on their own speaking, that they're not getting money from anybody, they're not associated with some organization, they're more likely to be telling you this at their own expense. That's more likely to be true. Unfortunately, people are being bought to speak. Okay. The other thing is, what is the goal of disinformation? It's not to stop the information getting out, because they know most of this information is out there in one form or another. What mm-hmm. they're doing is they're slowing down you paying attention to the right things. In other words, it's fine to talk right now about, let's stop the vaccine, stop the vaccine. Well, okay, almost everybody's been vaccinated. How good is that lesson? Why don't you tell mm-hmm. us how to get out of this? Let's be working on the next lesson on how do we get rid of this problem. Let's start being worried about our border security because we're in a demographic nightmare. Let's look into the future. We have to, because it doesn't help to keep talking about the past. And I just have to read you this quote because I think this is one of the best quotes about the information war. This is by Yuval Harari, not somebody you'd probably quote more often, but it says
20 seconds.
Yeah, censorship no longer works by hiding information from you. Censorship works by flooding you with immense amounts of misinformation, of irrelevant information, of funny cat videos until you're just unable to focus.
There you go, Dr. Lee Merritt. Thank you for being on Alex Jones with me. We'll see you next.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.